This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
What is the most expensive car you've ever seen in your life? Some people will work their entire lives, either for material wealth or status symbols, prestige. So for some people, they're looking for a massive mansion. They're looking for a Ferrari when it comes to cars or a Bugatti. They're looking for brand name clothes to cover them from head to toe because they believe the effort is worth it. But when it comes to the afterlife, the reality is, although many people want it, they want paradise, and they claim and they say they want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't strive for it, even with a fraction of the same effort as they put forth for that prestige or that status symbol or that brand name or that car. Connecting with one ayah of the Quran every single day, teaching it or reciting it, is better for you than all of that worldly materialism and status symbol. It's better than that car. 2 verses of the Quran as well, 3 verses of the Quran and 4. And I'll mention to you a story here. One time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he came out, and one of the Sahaba said, he came to us while we were in As-Suffa. This is the hostel. This is a place in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the poor Muslims who were homeless. And he said to them, which one of you would like to go out every morning? And he gave 2 examples, 2 different cities and villages they could go to. And he said, they can come back, bring back 2 large she camels without being guilty of sin and without cutting off the ties of kinship. Meaning, without committing a sin, you can come back with 2 camels. Which one of you would like that? So we said, O Messenger of Allah, we would love to do that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you not go out in the morning to the mosque and you teach or recite 2 verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is better for you than 2 she camels. And 3 verses of the Quran are better for you than 3. And 4 are better for him than 4. And on to their number in camels. What does that mean? For those who are wondering, a she camel was extremely valuable and is still extremely valuable to the Arabs. Why? Because it could give birth to other camels. So it's a very, very valuable thing. Think of the modern day equivalent of these she camels, these very valuable assets, if you will, these valuable things, as a nice car. So imagine in this analogy, imagine that reciting or teaching only 2 verses of the Quran that one day, that it's better for you than 2 really nice cars. And reciting 3 verses of the Quran is better for you than 3 cars. Better for you than 3 Ferraris, Lamborghinis, whatever you want. But again, the she camel is even more valuable because it continues to produce, and you have a second car and a third car and a fourth car. What's the conclusion from this story and from this hadith? The Quran is better for you than all the wealth of this world. The Quran is better for you than all the wealth of this world. The Quran is better for you than every car and every palace and all types of status symbols found in this world. The Quran leads to an eternal reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's saved for you in the account of the afterlife. We are told based on this story that every verse makes a difference, meaning every ayah is like a whole nother thing that's better for you. Every verse is rewarding. In other words, do not belittle the weight of reciting one verse. Do not belittle the habit of reciting a few verses every single day. Don't belittle the reward that accumulates with a lifestyle of connecting to the Quran consistently. One time, a brother told us that he downloaded the Quran app for the first time on his phone. And at work, he started reciting. Every time he had a 2-minute break, a 3-minute break, he would start to recite where he stopped. Basically, he would continue where he left off. And then after a week of doing this, he realized very quickly he could actually complete the Quran in a month for the first time in his life. Why? Because during all of his breaks, 2-3 minute breaks, and they would add up, he was being consistent. He would, instead of grabbing his phone and quickly go to check a social media app or something else that wasn't, you know, useful, he would actually go and read Quran. He would continue where he left off. So he read and he read and he read. And what happens when you take every 1 or 2 minute break and you're dedicated to something consistently and you're very passionate about your goal Eventually, he completed the entire Quran in the month of Ramadan. One time, a young man asked, "What are the different things to keep in mind when it comes to connecting with the Quran? All the different facets that we should keep in mind with this relationship we desire." And there's a really beautiful response that comes from a great scholar of Islam from the earliest of generations, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah. He says the first step towards seeking knowledge is the sincerity of intention. It's the intention that you know why you're doing this, for the sake of Allah. Number two, he says, then it is listening, then it is understanding, then it is memorizing, then it is implementing, and then it is conveying. And these are things we can all follow, inshallah ta'ala, and they don't require prerequisites, but rather focus all on them. Start with the intention. What do you want? I'll leave you with this question. What do you personally do to ensure that no day goes by without reciting at least a few verses of the Quran? And what advice would you give to others who are trying to start with a few verses of the Quran?